Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
BECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
That's right, man. This guy, Todd, has been in the biz for over 25 years, the financial services industry. He's a whiz. He's been doing everything.
The biz whiz.
I mean, he cleans the floors, he opens the doors, and then also he knows money. I mean, what else do you want from this guy? Todd Peach is with us. Hello, Todd.
Good morning, BJ.
Biz whiz.
Now Todd's like, clean floors. Now people are going to ask
his door.
Well, you're right. I have been cleaning floors and painting houses and everything else. So
yeah, see that? Yeah. if you have a question for Todd Peach, feel free to give us a call at 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. And don't forget BECU, a great credit union where it works just like a bank. And if you live, work, or attend school in a Washington state, you can qualify to be a member of BECU. And I said it's just like a bank, Todd, but what is the difference that makes people go, you know what, I think I want to choose BECU over maybe a regular bank?
The biggest difference, BJ, is you own it. So you're a member, I'm a member, we all own a piece of the credit union. So all the revenue we bring in, by definition, goes back to the member. We don't have the stockholders that we answer to. Our focus is on, you know, better rates, great service, all the latest and greatest technology. Just making it a better experience. So, one of the biggest things for me over the years has been when we make decisions, it's not about how much money we can make. It's how will this benefit the member and the membership. And there's a big difference. And that's why it's so refreshing for me to have been here for over 20 years. So
yeah, and we're happy to have this great relationship with you because you can do anything at BECU that you can do at a bank. They got ATM machines all over the place and also whatever you want to do in banking plus a whole lot more because there's so many great services you offer because, again, it is about the members. You want more info, go to BECU.org. You got a question, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Steve in Bellevue, you, sir, are on with Todd Peach from BECU.org. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey, Todd. How you guys doing?
Good morning. Good morning, Steve.
What you got, buddy?
Good. I'm at a point in my life. I'm 37, and I finally got a job to where I make a pretty good amount of money, definitely a lot more than what my bills are. And I'm just curious to see if there's anything out there that I can invest some money in to maybe get some sort of secondary income or something like that. So I definitely got money I can invest.
Oh, good. Well, good for you. So all your debts paid off, Steve?
Yes.
With the exception of maybe a mortgage or a car payment?
I got an auto loan, but that's it. And then I have a credit card that I do to build my credit. Like you say, just put 10% on it every month and pay it off every month.
But you don't have a mortgage, huh, Steve? So you're free from that, huh?
That is correct.
Nice.
So is house part of your plan? Is owning something
would,
you want
to do? Definitely in the next couple of years, I would like it to be. I would ultimately like to be able to save up enough money to put the 20% down or whatever they want now so I don't have to have the PMI to it.
Well, that's a good. So, Todd, right there, that's a pretty good question and a pretty good way to start. Like, if he doesn't have that money, that's probably what he should do is just keep saving until he gets that 20%, and then beyond that, I guess you could give him some info.
Yeah, well, I guess the one question I do is Steve, is how about your 401k or your retirement plan? What are you doing there?
I'm working for a union and building up my pension.
So do they have the ability for you to also contribute to some sort of a retirement plan, and do they match anything?
I believe so. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Okay. So that's the first step I would look at is, what is that 401k or 403b, whatever they're going to call it. Is there a company match? Because if there is a company match, that's the first thing you want to do is take advantage of that. It's free money that you're just leaving on the table. Again, if you have a match. If you don't, I would still encourage you to start maybe looking at putting some of your money into a retirement plan. You could set them up on your own if they don't have one, but you know, look into it. At your age, a Roth IRA would probably not be a bad idea to look at that. So I think those two goals would be to, you know, divvy up that savings, how much you can contribute to your retirement, and then also that goal of owning that home in 2 to 3 years.
So, Todd, let's this brings up a good point, because people are trying to figure out what to do with their lives, because he talked about secondary income. I've heard this phrase before, also passive income, people trying to set themselves up for something like that. Or there are people that are just trying to set themselves up so that when they retire, they hopefully can just live off the interest of what their retirement big figure is, and then, you know, still keep the principal in the bank for the rest of their retired life, and that way there's money left over for spouse or kids or whatever. Can you just quickly speak to both of those, somebody who wants passive income and somebody who wants retirement income?
Well, I mean, passive income, I think, BJ, is referring to the pension, right? Is that correct? Is that what you heard?
Well, yeah, exactly. I think people that go into real estate and buy a lot of houses, and then, you know, what happens is the rents from those houses become their passive income. Stuff
okay,
like
sure.
that.
So, like, yeah. So a pension or a real estate would be, you know, guaranteed income for life, potentially, depending on what your plan says. But you really have, you know, three or four pillars to that. So, yeah, you have your, if you have a pension or if you own real estate, you'll have Social Security, potentially. But then you also have, to your point, an investment account that you'll want to, you know, want to have as well. Cause you're most likely your pension and or your other passive income is not going to be enough, that you're going to need a nest egg, in a 401k, or a IRA, whatever, that you're going to want to, you know, be able to either draw principal and interest, or if you're lucky enough, it sounds like you're looking to, BJ, is just live off that interest and keep that egg, if you will, there, and just live off of dividends and interest.
Yeah, and of course, a financial advisor is always helpful in these measures. I mean, anytime somebody calls us, I think, well, you know what, man, a financial advisor or somebody at BECU that, you know, is in that department could definitely answer those questions.
Sure, and we really want to take out the big picture, where you're at today, where do you want to be, what are your short-term goals, whether that's the house, and then also, you know, being able to retire in, you know, 25, 30 years, so.
We've got Todd Peach from BECU.org. Let's go to Matt in Linwood. Matt, you are on the Rock.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Not too bad, Matt. What you got for Todd?
All right, well, Todd, recently, let's see, in August, I filed for bankruptcy, and it just got discharged, and also my lawyer called me and told me that it closed. So what does this all mean for me moving forward with trying to rebuild my credit and possibly being able to buy a house one day?
Yeah. Well, a few things. So the bankruptcy is going to stay on your credit for about 10 years. That doesn't mean that's the end of the world, because as we go further into it, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, it's going to become less important. So the biggest thing you can probably do right now, Matt, is number one, do you have any debt that was outside of the bankruptcy that you kept, an auto loan or anything like that?
After the bankruptcy, I got a new car, and I've been paying that on time and making payments, doing my payments on time every month. Sometimes maybe like a couple days early, but yeah, I've been paying on time.
Was that the question you asked, okay, or did you ask if he had any debt remaining after the bankruptcy before he got that car?
I guess what I was looking at, does he have anything that he's paying on that he's going to have? Get positive credit reporting.
Gotcha.
It sounds like he has an auto loan,
nice.
That he's making those payments on. That's a good start. So obviously, you know, keep paying on that. Your interest rate's probably pretty high. I don't know if you know what it is, Matt, but I'm just guessing because you filed bankruptcy, that rate's pretty high. So,
the car was $13,000, and but on my credit report, when I looked at how much I owe in the loan, it's like almost $20,000.
Oh boy. Okay.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So I guess that's a lot. So I don't know if you've taken a look at the paperwork that comes with that, but I would take a look at your loan agreements. Understand what you're paying on that loan. And you know, try to get it paid off as soon as possible. You're kind of in a bad situation because you're not into it enough for your credit to start to repair. But that, you know, 2 to 3, 4 years, it will be. The other thing I would look at would be trying to maybe get a secured credit card. And it doesn't have to be a lot, but maybe $200 or $300, $500. And what the way that works, you're going to give the financial institution, whoever it is, $500. They're going to put that in a savings account or account where you can't withdraw it. And they're going to give you a $500 credit line in this example on your credit card. You just make a few small purchases every month, pay it off. But the idea is we want some positive behavior reported on your credit. So, and then in, you know, I think with a bankruptcy in about 4 to 5 years, you might be eligible for a home loan, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But the main thing is we got to start getting to positive credit reported out there. So it looks like, you know, you are going to pay your debt. So a lender would want to give it to you. So pay that car off, keep making those payments, and look into a secured credit card would be my two recommendations.
And Todd, is that something that you guys over at BECU can help out their members with if they've gone through something like this?
Yeah, we do, and mainly it's going to be for our current members that we have a relationship with that we've known, but that doesn't mean we can't help. But yeah, you certainly could apply there, but if you want to email me, I can give you other ideas as well.
Yeah, and obviously, I mean, that's what I love about you guys is that, you know, I in the past I've been frustrated by going to regular banks who just don't seem to have any information for me when I'm in trouble. They just want to go, hey, give us your money. BECU does seem to be so much different in that regard. Let's go to Patrick in Tacoma. Patrick, you're on the Rock with Todd from BECU.
Hey, good morning, guys. Todd, so I've got a 401. I've got an IRA Roth open. My credit score is like 815.
Nice.
Nice.
I was wondering how much and if I'm able to use some of that Roth IRA for just a portion of it for a home loan for some of the down payment, and how much, what's the percentage on how much I would get penalized?
Ooh. So there's, so he pays taxes on the Roth when he pulls it out, and is there also a penalty too?
No. So the beauty of the Roth is that you can take the principal out at any time without paying the taxes. So it's only the interest. So what I would do is, Patrick, do you have a loan officer that you've talked to yet for the house?
Not yet.
If you want, I'm happy to hook you up with somebody that can answer your questions. But what we want to look at is, you know, where are you, what is your income, what kind of house you're looking at, what kind of a down payment would we need, and then how much do we need from that Roth, and how much is in that Roth. But there are also provisions for first-time home buyers, assuming you haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, that you can also take money out of a 401k without the penalties for the purchase of a new house. I believe it's about $10,000.
Wait a second.
So I think between
Todd, just because I heard that right. You're saying that if you haven't owned a home for 3 years, you can be considered first-time home buyer for what you just said?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Yep,
I'm stupid because I would think, well, I could never take advantage of first-time home buyer because it's not my first time buying a home. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
that's
so
cool.
You know, a lot of people have life circumstances, right? Whatever, divorces or whatever.
That's
fantastic. If you haven't owned a home out of 3 out of the last 5, you're considered a first-time home buyer. So.
All right. I got to go get rid of my house in my 3 years.
Patrick,
sorry, Sarah.
There are also first-time home buyer programs out there.
That's awesome. And you can get all that information. Todd's got an email, and you go to KISW.com. Just scroll down. You'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face. If you need any questions answered, you can email Todd there, and he will help you out. And, of course, BECU's got a lot of great answers, too. Todd, as usual, man, time has run out. But if nobody got through, just email Todd at that place I told you to. And don't forget BECU.org. If you live, work, or attend school here in Washington State, you are qualified to be a member. Todd, have yourself a great Christmas, my friend.
You as well. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next year.
Yes. Hopefully I'll be not broke.
Baby's
first birthday and Christmas coming up.
And you bought a house.
Yeah. Todd, can I borrow a couple dollars?
Yeah, you did a good job.
I want to get one of those fancy head shavers. That's like $100.
Oh,
Todd, should I do that?
That's a good call. You got to do that. That's worth it.
I'll reserve my comments, Steve. So.
I know your answers.
Yeah.
And they're never in line with what I want to do.
I don't understand why. You're so good with money.
I'm great with money.
I don't know why Todd doesn't recognize.
I'm very good with giving it away.
Yeah, you're really good. Well, that is a good point. Todd, take it easy, buddy.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!